You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Today's going to be a short show. We have our monthly district meeting that's broadcast to the faculty and staff that starts at 4 o'clock. So I will probably be cutting the show off a little bit early before 4. And I was not going to cover immigration at all. However, believe it or not, there are several good stories in the news. And it seems that Representative Ryan, who seems to be the out front man, I call him the front man of immigration, the whole immigration issues, he's the gentleman that's really pushing it in the House. And today there's been stories that he's been meeting with a Senate Democratic senator from New York, Charles Schumer, to at least have a conversation. No negotiations are going on. Now, he gave the impression on the Sunday show that he was being interviewed on. I'm not sure which one. I think it was Face the Nation, but I could be wrong. No, I think it was ABC with George Stephanopoulos. Anyway, he gave the impression that as far as the Republican Party was concerned, that immigration was on life support. It would not be brought up until after the midterm elections, which means next year. I don't know. I smell some backroom deals being cut, and it annoys me for the simple reason this is about the second or third, well, it is definitely the second, but it's really a third time that immigration is being pushed by the elite, and it's primarily the Democratic Party that's pushing this. And the reason is very, very simple, and Phyllis Schlafly has an excellent article in the National Review that I wanted to call to your attention. I think it should be required reading for all the Republicans, whether they're for immigration or not, because what is being set up by the Democratic Party is a trap. And I think the Republicans are stupid enough, at least some in the leadership are stupid enough, to fall for the trap. I encourage them to read Schlafly's article, because she's making the very important point that many, if not most, of these illegal aliens are really to the left of the Democratic Party, and that's hard to believe. They truly are looking for a larger safety net. In other words, more government dependency, more welfare. And that's what they're about. And they'll vote at least 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4 for the Democrats. And what I failed to say yesterday, and need to emphasize, what they're trying to do is to increase legal immigration, which today is over 1 million, from 1 million to 2 million a year. And some are trying to even increase it to 3 million a year. Now, the reason is very simple. The more what they can do is use legal immigration to legalize many of those illegal aliens that are here today. And what amazes me is virtually no one, definitely not in the Democratic Party or in the Republican Party, will address the issue of enforcement. And I always go back to what happened under Reagan. The promise was made by the Democratic Party that this was a one-time amnesty. We would never have this problem again. And this is after initially the way this was sold, there only be 1 million people that have been here for a certain period of time that would qualify. And it would be about 1 million. It turned out to be nearly 3 million people. Now they're using the number 11 million. And no one questions the number. It comes out of Pew Research like that's gospel. Hello, hello. Last time I checked, I don't think that's a conservative think tank there. I think there's a little bias there, and I really challenge that whole number. It's now up to 11.7 million. And like, I'm not going to go into it again, but I think a realistic range, I'm always suspicious of point estimates because, you know, I'm an economist by training. Most economists will give you a range. Most businesses will give you a range. When they don't give a range, I'm suspicious. Where did this number come from? Because the range I think it is between 30 and 50 million. I don't know what the right number is, but I know we're dramatically undercounting it for a political reason. Because let's say I'm wrong. Let's say it's not between 30 and 50 million. Let's say it's just 25 million. That's more than twice what's being what I call the big lie, the big immigration lie, that they're 11.7. What I really think needs to be examined, and I'm going to do it, is examine the methodology that Pew comes up with, because I'm familiar with other estimates that are significantly more higher, and the reason why is everyone that's been on the Mexican-U.S. border will tell you, when they break in across the border, it's usually in a group, anywhere from a dozen to two dozen or more, and once they're crossed, they spread out. They go in different directions, especially if they see the Border Patrol being there. And let's say there are two Border Patrol agents, which is not uncommon. How many do you think they can stop? Actually, very few. Some, but very few. In other words, the overwhelming majority of getaway. Now, what Phyllis Schlafly is pointing out, there have been interviews and research as to the beliefs in terms of government. How should I say this? Government involvement into the economy. Government intervention into the economy. And most of these illegal immigrants want a larger government. They want a bigger welfare state. That's not hard to understand. So they're not going to be voting Republican at all. So if you legalize them, if they are given a green card, and that's what Paul Ryan is talking out of both sides of his mouth. Here's where I can agree with him. I'm for border security. And by that, I mean a double fence with a road in the middle, well patrolled, both by vehicles, drones, helicopters, cameras, to stop illegal immigration into the country. That's step number one. That has to happen. Until that happens, I really think any discussion of immigration is premature. That should be a prerequisite, and it's not just a day or a month or a year, over several years. In other words, the flow of illegal immigration has to be stopped, and it's not just at the Mexican border. And that's where I also agree with them. We have to have a system, and this is being proposed, that when people come into the country, they're tracked as to, you know, the date they entered, their visa, whatever, country of origin. And then when they leave the country, they have to be matched up. Because today, the problem is we don't know how many people have overstayed their visa. We need a system that really tracks that. So you need to do both. It's not just a Mexican border problem. It is a problem of people coming to the United States either as students or in business or tourism, and they disappear into the shadows. What they're doing is working here illegally. And usually what that involves is they get documentation. For example, they steal identities of children's Social Security numbers and use that to get work. We have Social Security fraud going on. And that's just one example. Some cases you'll have out-and-out identity theft. Because to the extent that employers are, you need to understand two things. Some are working off the books. In other words, under the table. They're getting lower amounts for whatever job they're performing, but they're doing it under the table. Others are actually on the books, which means they have fraudulent documents. You need E-Verify. Everyone should be going through E-Verify, not just, and I'm against identity cards, but you need that requirement to really clamp down on employers hiring illegal immigrants. Now, many of them try not to do that, but for every one that's law-abiding, there's another that really, frankly, doesn't care. And who's pushing it? Is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, but who's behind the U.S. Chamber of Commerce? It's large corporations. They are the ones that are bankrolling this campaign. They are the ones that are twisting arms both in the House and the Senate. And they'll be the first one to admit the problem are the conservatives. I will go a little further. I think the problem is libertarians as well. Now, many libertarians, certainly not all, are for open borders. Let's put it this way. There's a certain segment of those that are classical liberals that believe in limited government that are for open borders, or the free movement of not only goods and services, but also people. Theoretically, I'm for that, except for one big proviso, providing that we don't have a welfare state. We're never going to get rid of the welfare state. At best, we might contract it. out of economic necessity. But the people that are trying to get here that are illegal aliens primarily come from Mexico, Central America, and South America. Together, and if you add the Caribbean, you're right at 80%. Some cross the Mexican-U.S. border. Some just come into the country as tourists or students and never go back. So apparently, Paul Ryan is talking with, and I have no problem. Paul Ryan is going to talk to anybody he wants, fine. But I don't think this the immigration bill is dead. Now, it's clear to me that what the Democratic Party wants is citizenship. Citizenship for all the illegal aliens that are here, no matter what the number is. Now, they're going to use the number 11 million over and over and over again. They're going to tie it to the Pew Research Center number. I don't give credence to that number because I strongly suspect it's several times larger for the simple reason, and admittedly, it's anecdotal data, but if you talk to the people that actually patrol the border, they will tell you for everyone they actually apprehend and send to a detention center, 3 to 5 minimum get away, minimum. Some cases, a lot more. Just think if you're a Border Patrol guard and you're the only one in the truck and there are 20 illegal aliens coming through, even with your arm, how many do you think they're going to be able to catch? Most will get away. The majority will get away. And that's my point. And if we factor just an estimate based on apprehensions to people that are not apprehended, in other words, get in the country illegally, for many years, it was 1 million. It fluctuates up and down. I'm not arguing that. And the point I'm trying to make is, if you legalize those people, whatever country they're from, and they get a green card, what'll happen next? The Democratic Party, and they're already saying it, we can't have second-class citizens. These people need to be citizens. We can't have apartheid. And that's the words they're using, apartheid. My point to both political parties is you better talk to the American people, because we have very high rates of unemployment in the United States today. If you look at the U6 number, which includes people that are working part-time because they can't find full-time jobs, it's over 20 million people. And all I'm saying, I don't know the number that are actually working here illegally, but if the immigration laws was enforced, you would have upwards of at least 10 to 12 million of American citizens being unemployed have an opportunity for jobs. And the answer is, if employers can't find people to work a job, and Phyllis Shapley nails it, they need to increase the pay and they need to increase the benefits. See, that's ultimately what they don't want to do. That's why these large corporations are big supporters of illegal immigration. And what they want is, and it's very clear, they want the legal immigration numbers increased from 2 million to as high as 3 million. And it doesn't take, you can do the math, let's say it's just 2 million a year. In 10 years, that's an additional 20 million in 10 years. That'll take care of a good amount of the illegal aliens that are here. You see, that's what they're doing. It's sort of like a shell game, and they're trying to distract you. They're trying to distract you by like a shiny object. Oh, it's only 11 or 11.7 million. And you nod your head, oh, yeah, yeah. That's one estimate from one organization. Give me a break. Give me a break. Yet on the other hand, what are they trying to do? They're trying to double, if not triple, the amount of legal immigration, which is too high in and of itself. If you ask most Americans, first of all, they don't know how many people legally come into the country every year. If you start to ask people, usually the range is between 100,000 to 500,000. They're amazed when they find out it's 1 million. I have news for you. If the Democratic Party and certain Republicans got their way, it would be 2 million. And the following years would be 3. See, that's the approach they're taking. You do not reward criminal behavior. Why? Because if you do, in other words, you provide green cards for people that broke in, what is the message sent to the world? Come to America. If you can't get a job, don't worry. We'll take care of you. We have a great welfare state. So the people that want to increase government dependency and want to make sure they stay in power, preferably forever, are the Democratic Party. So they're all for a pathway to citizenship. They're all for, and that's their first choice by far. And that's why you're seeing kind of a secondary track of increasing the legal immigration from about 1 million today. Actually, it's a little bit more than 1 million. And that's been going on for about 10 years. That's not new. Most people weren't paying attention to the legal immigration. Most of the focus has been on illegal, not legal. So if they double it to 2 million, that in and of itself over 10 years will take care of, let's say the number is 12 million. In 12 years, by 2026, it would provide citizenship for illegal aliens. Now, what's wrong with this? People in good faith have come to the United States legally and are waiting to become citizens. And I think they should be made citizens when they meet all the requirements, including time requirements. And there's certain tests you got to take. It is fundamentally unfair to give people that disobey the law, repeat several crimes. Breaking the country is a misdemeanor. But when you commit Social Security fraud, you get fraudulent documents so you can work, that's a felony. And when you work here without having the legal status to work here, in other words, you don't have a green card, you're not authorized to work, that's another felony. You see, what this does is perpetuate and increases the magnet, if you will, that will continue the problem. This does not solve the problem. And that is fundamentally my objection to what both the Democrats and the Republicans are doing. They're perpetuating a problem. I'm waiting for the Republican to stand up and say, enforce immigration law. That's what the American people are asking. Enforce immigration laws. Because then you have to say the D word, deport. And we've had successful programs, for example, under General Eisenhower, when he actually was president then, that did exactly that. See, that's what's needed. And no one wants to be, it's sort of the problem you're into is this. If you criticize Barack Obama, the first line of attack is, you're a racist. You're a racist. How dare you? The only reason you disagree with Barack Obama is because you don't like blacks. That's playing the race card. Most people that are critical of Barack Obama, it's policy. I don't agree with any of his economic or foreign policy. It's proven to be a total disaster. But if you do that, you're accused of being a racist. Now, if you want immigration law and laws being forced, what happens? What's the situation? Some will call you a racist. You're anti-Hispanic. No, I'm not. If the illegal aliens, most of them are for South America, Central America, and Mexico, that's a fact. That isn't being a racist. And I know they're hardworking. So what? There are 7 billion people in the world. The United States, there's no way we can relieve world poverty by increasing immigration into the United States. Our economy is stagnating already. Stagnating. Which means we're below the trend growth rate of around 3%. It's not just illegal immigration. Government spending is out of control as well. But if you provide either legal status or a green card or a pathway to citizenship, and the honest Democrats will tell you, we want them all to have citizenship right now. Right now. It's only fair. Get them out of the shadows. The only people that truly are in the shadows are criminals. But they don't view themselves as criminals. And if you don't believe me, just look on this campus. There are illegal aliens in this building. And we have people that, well-intentioned, well-meaning, but they don't seem to be able to connect the dots as to who this hurts. Let me connect the dots. Who does this hurt? Because what are the primary jobs that these illegal aliens take? It's manual labor. It's unskilled labor. Many of them are illiterate, can't read or write in their own language, and have trouble in English, can't speak English, read or write it either. So what are they doing? They're doing janitorial jobs, landscaping jobs, construction jobs, meatpacking jobs. And the large corporations want and need a cheap, compliant workforce. That's why they're pushing this. You have some smaller and mid-sized businesses that do this. Most Americans, including small business, are law-abiding. They don't want to break the law. They want to pay their taxes, obey the regulations and laws enforce. They don't want to intentionally violate immigration law. But what happens is they have competitors that part of their business model is that. Whether it's on the books or off the books, these business owners know they're hiring illegal aliens. They just don't really check out the documents. They'll make a copy for their files, but so what? They're not. And if you think about it, a business owner shouldn't really be the one enforcing immigration laws. That's the responsibility of the federal government. And see, ultimately, where are we at on this issue? It comes down to trust. And trust in government is way low. Both the president's popularity ratings as well as job approval ratings have gone down, down, and down. And I don't think he's reached bottom yet. I think it's going to get worse as the rollout of Obamacare continues. There's been a story today that I'll just mention to an aside. It seems that part of the programming for this website was actually done in Belarusia. They're right next to Russia. What in God's name is happening when they farm this out? I know what they hire a general contractor, this U.S. contractor, and they in turn farm this out to programmers in other countries. Now, what's the problem with this? They can put in malware in their code. And what several people are calling for is this healthcare website really needs to have a complete independent security check to see what the problems are. Banks do this all the time. When they have changes to software, especially major changes, they hire independent firms. You'll hear the term white hats. They're people that have the ability to break into the systems. Now, they're doing it with the permission of the bank. And the reason why the bank does it, it would rather pay the money to see whether or not there are holes or avenues for hackers to get in and steal money and steal documents and identities. You know, Target has run into that. The problem here is the government, and this is literally mind-boggling, hasn't done it. As far as I'm concerned, many people should be fired over this. And this whole website should have been put on hold until the mess is totally cleaned up. They didn't want to do that because it's more than embarrassing. You're risking having your identity and your information being stolen. That's why I say don't go there. Unfortunately, many people have to go there. They need health insurance, and the problem is when they do that, they're subjecting themselves to a possibility of the information being stolen, their money being stolen, their identity being stolen. This is incompetency, and it's costing the taxpayers tens of millions of dollars. But it could cost you a lot more. And that's a story in the news today. And I heard this being discussed last night, and I about fell out of my chair because this affects most Americans. The only exception is people on, for example, Medicare or Medicaid. In other words, anyone that has health insurance, whether it's individual, where you have to go on that site, is affected. And potentially, small businesses are affected to the extent that they use the government's website. Now, this is a little aside. I wasn't going to get into Obamacare, but I want to alert you to that. Now, getting back to illegal immigration, I hope not to cover it tomorrow. I'm somewhat burnt out on the subject. I'm really outraged at what the ruling elite's doing because, truly, who are they hurting? They're hurting American citizens, the unskilled. It's not people that have college degrees that are primarily being affected, although some of them are. It's people that dropped out of high school, people that for most of their life will be doing manual labor. It could be as a janitor, landscaping, construction, meat packing. There are many jobs, but it's manual labor. It's hard manual labor. And the reason why they're not doing it today is because many of those, not all the jobs, most of these jobs at one time were done 100% by American citizens. Not anymore. Not anymore. It's becoming increasingly difficult for American citizens to get jobs. And one of the problems is the pay compared to, it's better to go on welfare and get food stamps as well as subsidized housing than to take these jobs. That's the decision. Should I take a difficult job that doesn't pay very well or try to become dependent on the government and try to get welfare or subsidized housing? And then you have the earned income credit. There's a whole list of programs. You see, when you make it more attractive not to work, there will always be people that will choose that, as opposed to trying to get ahead and improving themselves and their skill sets to get a better paying job. Not everyone needs a college education today to work. Now, I know many people, especially on this campus, think you're out of your mind. You got to get a college education. Well, at one time, a high school diploma was worth something. That was the credential to have. Now it's a college education. And the problem is our educational system, you know, first grade to 12th, is failing, especially in inner city schools. There's a reason the high dropout rates and that very high percentages don't graduate. And it's those people that are going to be hurt by legalizing illegal aliens, providing them first with a green card and ultimately with citizenship. Not hard to understand. Now, what the Republican Party is failing to understand, and I keep scratching my head, this is not difficult. Most of these illegal aliens, if they get citizenship, are going to be voting Democratic. I'd say at least 70%. The low end, 2 out of 3. In some areas of the country, probably 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 5. So if you have an additional 10, 20, 30, 40 million illegal aliens becoming citizens, do the math. Let's use 70%. And let's say it's 20 million, although I think it's much higher. That's 14 million registered Democratic voters. Is it going to happen tomorrow? No. The plan is it's going to happen over the next 10 years. That's what they're pushing. And they keep on pushing, keep on pushing. And apparently the Republican Party, at least the leadership, is caving. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is there is serious pushback from the majority of Republicans in the House, and for that matter in the Senate as well. Because there are at least some Americans that believe that the American citizens that were born and raised here should come first. And until the high rates of unemployment are brought down to near full employment rates of around 3%, until that happens, there should be no conversation on so-called comprehensive immigration reform or a pathway to citizenship or legal status. What I think, if you want to avoid this problem continuing and continuing, in other words, nip it in the bud, you're going to have to step up and argue for immigration enforcement. I am waiting for that person in the public's arena to do that. I think it's a matter of time, because I'll tell you what's going to be challenged. The big lie of 11 million, that number is going to be examined, and it's going to be blown apart. And when the American people find out it's somewhere between 30 and 50 million, that's when it's going to hit the fan. That's when you're going to have a lot of mad Americans, and it doesn't matter. There'll be Democrats, Republicans, liberals, progressive, conservative, libertarian, and I'll tell you why. All of those people have children or grandchildren, and they're all hearing the same story. They can't find jobs as teenagers or in their 20s. And even when they graduate from college. And they're asking, what's wrong? What is wrong? What has changed in the last 12 years? And it started under Bush, a Republican, and it's continued under Obama. I'll tell you what's changed. It's the sheer magnitude of this illegal immigration. Remember, legal immigration has jumped now to a million a year, over a million a year. For most of the history of the United States, it was 250,000. And I would be for 500,000 if we were at near full employment of 3%. We're nowhere near that. And at the rate we're going, we probably won't get back for that until somebody steps to the plate. There are people in the Senate, for example, Senator Jeff Sessions, who I keep applauding. He's one of the few people that's willing to stand up and be counted. And he's really for the American worker. He's for American citizens that should come first. Because I'll tell you something, I feel betrayed by the people that represent me in Congress and the Senate. Not all of them. And I don't trust them. Because I remember what happened under President Reagan. Oh, we're going to enforce immigration law. We're going to make sure the border's secure. This is a one-time amnesty. It'll never happen to them. Just trust us. Didn't seem to work out. Just the opposite. Because of the district meeting, I'm going to sign off right now a little bit early. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Thank you, and this time I'll promise not to cover immigration. The only exception to that, if we have a major news story, I'm going to cover it. Because this is a talk radio show, and I express my opinions, my commentary on breaking news events. And that's why I did this show today, because there's some breaking news on this. Thank you, and back to the music.